And you know other women's hairstyles. What about black women?
Well, there's cornrow, or the mini braided, close to the head style hairdo, and that's all I can think of.
What about men's styles then?
Crew cut, flat top. That's all.
How about black men?
I think cornrow would apply to them too.
Okay. What might you call a boy or a man, not necessarily homosexual, but who had womanish ways?
Effeminate. Some people say fairy, mm-hmm. just for someone who's effeminate. Mm-hmm. I thought of another black hairstyle,
okay.
Afro.
Okay, good. Then what names would you have for a male homosexual?
Queen and gay.
Is gay derogatory?
Not necessarily, although sometimes I think so.
Mm-hmm. How about a girl or a woman with mannish ways, not necessarily homosexual?
I can't think of a term, but just masculine.
All right. Masculine. What if it's a little girl that always plays with the boys?
A tomboy.
Okay. And what about a female homosexual?
A lesbian.
All right. Now, do you have a name for a sexually overactive male?
Buck or stud.
Or sexually overactive female?
I can't think of one. I'll work on it.
How about a sexually indiscreet male? Somebody who doesn't care, who knows about it?
No.
Or a sexually indiscreet female?
Loose.
That's fine. Do you have a name for an ugly boy or man? He's a real
loser.
Okay, an ugly girl or woman?
Homely.
Do you have a noun for it? She's a
dog. Sometimes.
How about a very attractive boy or man?
I can't think of one.
An attractive girl or woman?
Winner.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that a man might say about an attractive girl or woman?
Gem. She's a gem.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a bookish person? Somebody who reads all the time, other than a graduate student.
Bookworm.
Okay. Is that a derogatory term?
Yes.
Does that necessarily mean that the person is intelligent?
I think it connotes a brain.
Mm-hmm. How about somebody who seeks praise and attention? In school, it could be a child playing up to the teacher, or as an adult, you could be playing up to the boss.
I've heard apple polisher and boot licker and mm-hmm. brown noser.
Okay. Would those be children or adults?
Yeah.
All right. When you're talking about schools, there are basically three different age levels of schools.